Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joelle McGinnis joins us again, communications rep for the Illinois Tollway. Joelle, we should put you on more often because people are always driving on the tollway, obviously, and sometimes they do and don't know the rules, and we just need a refresher. And here I am, patient zero for you. How are you today?
Hey, I'm really well, John, and we are always happy to help.
I know. I've enjoyed your conversation with us in the past. I believe the last time I was reaching out to you was when the pandemic started. We've spoken since then, but going to and from Indiana or Michigan, sometimes the gate wouldn't go up. Then I'd have to talk to the little lady in the speaker box. Do you remember all of that?
I do, indeed.
And what was that or is that? If your transponder works in Illinois, it should work coming off the tollway or the sky bridge or whatever, right?
It does indeed. So the Illinois Tollway has partnered with a group called the Easy Pass Consortium. So any of the state's toll agencies that you see east of Illinois that are part of the Easy Pass group, your iPass transponder works in those states and their Easy Pass transponder works in our state. The other thing that we can tell you that's brand new is Minnesota has joined the Easy Pass Consortium.
Oh, good.
So your iPass will work in Minnesota, primarily on, they use them for high occupancy vehicle lanes. And then also the big one is Florida. Florida used to be SunPass and SunPass only, and now they are interoperable with iPass and EasyPass. So you can drive to Florida with your iPass, or you can put your iPass transponder in your suitcase and take it with you when you go visit Florida.
If you don't have a transponder and you drive through now, does it take a picture of your driver's license? And are you fined, or can you go on and just pay by looking up your driver's license?
Things really haven't changed too much in the fact that more than 90% of our drivers in Illinois are using an iPass or an EasyPass. For those folks that don't have a transponder in their vehicle, the tollway snaps an image of the license plate. The tollway is then able to work with other states, identify who the registered owner of that vehicle is. Before that happens, however, Illinois offers a 14-day grace period. So if you're driving on the tollway and you don't have a transponder in your vehicle, you have 14 days to reach out to the tollway to find us online, and you can pay that toll online using our pay-by-plate service.
Pay-by-plate. I've seen the signs for that. So is it pretty easy to access? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm in the system somewhere, I think, right now.
So pay-by-plate is super simple. You go online, you give us your license plate, you give us your method of payment, a credit card, debit card. You give us your contact information. You set your travel dates. And then what happens is as those unpaid tolls are identified in the tollway system, as that license plate is identified, we will automatically bill your credit card.
Okay, so pardon me, because I think a lot of people are in that very boat. They have a transponder, but it wasn't in this vehicle at that time. Now you've captured my license plate. So do you figure out that license plate is associated with that transponder, and I don't have to do anything? You'll go ahead and get the money on your own?
So the 14-day grace period gives us a chance to do a couple things. Look for a license plate, either a license plate in the pay-by-plate system where we will bill your credit card, or a license plate that's associated with a transponder, an iPass transponder or an EasyPass transponder. And if you're an iPass customer, we find that transponder and we bill your iPass account. When you log on and look at your account online, you'll see a little caption that says VTOL, that's for video toll, and that will let you know that the toll wasn't paid with your transponder. It was paid because we found your license plate in the system.
What if you're driving a pickup truck from Jerry Haggerty Chevy in Glen Ellen, and it has dealer plates, and you've just rolled off the lot, and you don't have plates on it right now, and now you find yourself going under one of those things. So is Jerry Haggerty going to have to pay that, or what happens then?
Well, you as a customer have the ability to add license plates onto your iPass account. So whether it's a rental vehicle or a loaner vehicle from the dealership, you can go into your iPass account, put that license plate in temporarily. You can set the date parameters for when you are using that vehicle. And then we'll make sure that the tolls get charged to your iPass account and not to the dealer.
Or just let Jerry pay it. I mean, he's got a lot of money and a lot of vehicles over there. But I think the underlying point...
Between you and Jerry to work out, John.
He's a great guy at JerryHaggertyChevy.com. What about this? But it's the owner of the vehicle, not the driver, that gets the fine, right?
It's the right. It's whoever the license plate is registered to. That's the one who's responsible for it. So if you're a parent and you let your child take your car out on a ride, the parent is going to get the bill for the unpaid toll, not the child.
Okay, hold on. I'm just pulling up a couple calls here. Producer Elif, what call should we take next? Let's go to, I'll just make the call here. Let's start with Scott. You're on WGN. Scott, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, Joel, and hi, John. Thanks for having this segment. So I had an issue. I have an iPass account with four transponders currently. So last year, I got a car for my son, 16, and a few months later, so we've got the car in June, a couple months later, we got an iPass. Everything was working fine and normally, and then all of a sudden, 2 months later, I started getting bills saying the iPass didn't do anything. It didn't take out money. I've called, but customer service is really lacking when you call, and I've tried to rectify things, but nobody ever seems to help me out. I've tried emailing people.
Are you saying his iPass isn't working at all?
That's what it seems like, but it's a brand new iPass transponder, which was originally linked to my account. So there's nothing that I've done on my end, and I have money in it for, you know, all of my other three cars are working normally, and I keep getting bills. Fines get doubled every time that you don't respond to them, but customer service, you can't call. You get it put on hold.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Scott. While we have time, let's let Joelle respond. What's going on here, Joelle?
Well, if you get a new transponder, if you pick it up at the Jewel, the first thing that you need to do is make sure that you activate it. You need to go online and activate that transponder. If you get a transponder from one of our customer service centers or if we mail it to you in via U.S. mail, it will already be active. So you want to make sure that, first, it's activated. Secondly, you want to make sure that that transponder is stuck to your windshield with those little Velcro stickers. Picking it up and moving it around is not the best way for us to accurately deduct your toll. So if you want to get Scott's information afterwards, I'm happy to look into it.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. I mean, I've been guilty of that, too. For some reason, I don't like to stick it on my windshield, so I keep it in the cubbyhole, and then I put it up and hold it up, and I know I'm told not to do that, and maybe that's one of the reasons I get sometimes not 100% compliance with the machines is because I'm messing around with it. Scott, let's ask you to do all of that, and let's put you on hold and then go on to our next call. Let's try Jim. You're on WGN. Hey, Jim, what can we do for you?
Yeah. On motorcycles, I don't care what you do, where you put it, the transponders do not work. Now, I'm correct by you pay more if you have to read the license plate, correct? And I don't think that's fair.
Let's let her respond, Joelle.
So we do have recommendations for motorcycle users on where best to affix that transponder. I know there's lots of drivers out there that it does work for. The iPad, and here's what happens, whether you're on a motorcycle or in a car. If we have to video toll you more than five times in a month, you lose that iPass discount, that 50% off discount, and we will start charging you the cash rate for the remainder of that month on that plate.
Okay, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Jeff. You're on WGN. Jeff, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, I live downtown, and a couple times a year I go out to Westmont, so I pass through tolls via either 290 or 55. I go see a dentist, so a couple times I have some follow-up appointments. I've tried online to get an account set up. I get so many different responses, but I can never get the account set up to pay the tolls. I sent a $25 check when I knew I had a couple follow-up appointments. I still get charged for the tolls. I just can't find anybody.
Do you have a transponder, Jeff? Jeff, you have a transponder?
I do not. I just go a couple times a year, so
I know that, but I mean, and you know, you get to do whatever you want, but it's just, if you walk into a grocery store, give them $25, they'll give you a transponder, and then your problems are solved forever. It's not like you're losing anything. That money is in an account, right?
Well, but I sent the check ahead of time, and so I should have what, in my mind, it would be credit.
Yeah.
I just keep getting charged for the tolls, and there's no cash anymore. So, and I've tried to contact them. It tells me I have an account set up, but then when I try to retrieve the account, it's not there. It's just confusing, and just for the sake of time, I'm just stuck with working with the tollway. I can't figure it out.
What advice do you have for him, Joelle?
Well, pay by plate seems like a good option for Jeff, and it sounds like he has it set up. If the account isn't working correctly, we can have a customer service rep reach out to him and figure out what's going on. John, I love your idea of getting an iPass. We appreciate that some folks don't want to tie their money up in the prepaid account, and that's why we offer pay by plate.
Thanks for the phone call.
Option,
yeah, go ahead, Joy.
Yeah, the other option that he has to wait is he can wait for the tollway to send an invoice. The invoice does include fees, but that's another option that he has.
You don't have human beings, right? Is it all automated now?
So if you think way back to February 2020, when COVID hit in, the tollway for COVID protection pulled all of our toll collectors off the road. Earlier this spring, the tollway decided that it was working so well with more than 90% of our customers paying electronically, we were going to keep the system cashless. So, however, customers have more options than ever to pay. In 2020, we issued some great improvements that offered for the first time this online pay-by-plate option. Customers can, like you said, get an iPass. Customers still can pay with check or money order if they need to. So there's lots of options for people, and we're happy to help them through that process.
The website for folks to dial into the system is what again?
Two ways. www.illinoistollway.com gets you to our main site. You can log into your iPass and pay by plate account there. Or if you're already an account holder, go to www.getipass.com.
I'll go check online to see what the status of my unpaid tolls is. But again, if I do have a transponder, you know who I am, at least via that. And then if the license plate connects to my name and my name is connected to a transponder with an account, then you are essentially going to take the money out of my transponder account, even though I didn't have a transponder in that vehicle, right?
That's correct.
All right. Or Jerry Haggerty's going to pick it up. Joelle McGinnis is the communications representative for the Illinois Tollway. Thanks for your time today, Joelle. We appreciate the help.
Hey, always happy to help, John.